Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Governor Patrick will be in Chelsea today for what he says will be the country's largest financial investment to reduce recidivism rates for young male offenders. Goldman Sachs and five other groups are investing $18 million in the Chelsea social service agency ROCA, which works to keep convicts from returning to jail. If successful, Goldman Sachs and the groups will be repaid by the state and turn a profit. If the nonprofit fails, investors lose their money. For more, we're joined now by Molly Baldwin, founder and CEO of ROCA. Good morning, Molly, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, and thank you for talking with us.
Let's talk about the social goals and the financial model. First of all, what's the goal here in terms of keeping young men from returning to jail, and how do you propose to do that?
So we have two major goals. The first is to help young men who've already been involved in the system not go back to jail. And the second is to help them gain meaningful employment and stay employed.
How do you help these young men on the ground, so to speak, every day? Is it all about showing them a path to opportunity so that they're less likely to do some criminal behavior that gets them back to jail?
I think there are kind of three key things that we do. We're known for what's called relentless outreach. We just go out after young people day after day. We go find them and talk to them even when they're mad at us and they want nothing to do with us. They'll all tell you they were just absolutely annoying. The second thing is that we help them build skills, the skills about how to think about what they're doing, the skills how to succeed in education or to how to keep a job. So, for example, our transitional employment program where they get paid minimum wage to work, it generally takes 15 to 18 months for them to put 60 days in a row in. So it's about having the patience. At this point in their life, they've gotten this far without having those skills to help them really learn. And then I think the third piece is really to show them that there are other opportunities and possibilities.
What's the $18 million investment going to do for you?
What will happen is we will have the privilege of meeting with about 300 young people a year over 3 years. We pay for the programming up front. And then we look at outcomes over time. So the long-term outcomes are 5 years out, so about looking at reducing incarceration in the future. And in the short term, it's about engaging them in programming, going to employment, and, you know, helping them change their criminal behavior and their attitudes so they can succeed in their families.
The finances, Goldman Sachs and the other investors are putting money into this in what are called social impact bonds. Why are they doing this, and how would they make money on it?
Because the project is outcomes-based, the first thing is that the success payments, if you will, from the state will get repaid 5 years down the road upon looking at incarceration. There is really rigorous analysis about the rate these young men go back to prison and how many days of incarceration and how much it costs. And so there are targets to hit so that we can save the state money. And then there's sort of a break-even point in the project. And then there's a point where we're saving more money, there'll be some level of return on investment as well.
So if the state saves money, then the investors make some money.
Right, but mostly the investors are in the project because they believe in the outcomes. It's an extraordinary way to scale an effective model, and it's an opportunity to address some really critical problems in society.
So I want to ask, are you feeling the pressure this morning to make good on all this?
Yes. You know, the most important thing here is to help these young men change their lives. And we have a 26-year track record. With this project, we're going to be able to serve more young people, demonstrate a higher level of success. And yes, there's a lot of pressure, but there should be, so that we can help these young men do something other than go to prison.
Molly Baldwin, founder and CEO of ROCA. Good luck to you, and thanks very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.